Martin.
Oh.
About to tap into this childhood right here. We're going to go play with these blocks.
About to step on some Legos.
Ow, ow, ow. Oh, I hurt my foot up here on this movie review extravaganza. Ganza, ganza. Those are goongas and ganga, giga, googa, gaga, giga, googa, googa. What's up, Sharonda?
Sharonda was wearing them sexy pants. You seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Always showing some leg when she coming up in here.
The little holes, little teases all over.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And she know what she's doing here. She positioned herself just right to show some of that skin. How you doing, Sharonda? Good to see you. Good to see. Sharonda's showing up out of guilt.
Oh, you're always guilting this girl.
I did not mean to do that. What's up, Martin Thomas? I'm guilt tripping Corey Coleman on here. No, she said she was making a big deal about it. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to come up here more often because I like you guys. I love y'all. I'm going to see you tomorrow. And I'll be damned. That couch was just as empty. And that's fine. We don't expect people to come here all the time.
We don't.
But I said something on the show. I said, look, her lying ass. And then she sent me a text. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't think you'd make a big deal out of it. I was like, I played it up too. I'm like, man, I couldn't do the show because I was dependent on you. Kept thinking about it.
I had people come through, and I told them you were going to be there. I look like a fool.
I heard you going to bring them sexy legs over here. Kept looking at the door waiting for you to come. Them legs never came anymore.
How y'all doing tonight? Speaking of toys and blocks and just being childish overall. We got the Lego movie.
That.
Yeah, we got that. The Lego movie, Martin. What's it two. Called? The two. Lego movie two. The other one or what?
I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
To it. No, it don't. But there's another one out there. Part two of the Lego saga.
And yes, another one.
Yeah. Of course. Lego two, of course. And we have a Lego short by Dynasty.
Oh, good. You're going to show it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm so nervous.
Oh, why would he be nervous? No, I told him that we're going to show that. It's all, you know.
He came out of retirement.
That's the Lego man, our resident Lego amanator, Dynasty. And we're going to talk about interview I did last week. Let you guys know that we are building up on our promise of getting the subscribers more exclusive content out there. And I did an interview last week, and we did it on Thursday. I didn't really get a chance to promote it as much as I wanted to. So I'm going to just remind you guys about that and some other things. And just got through eating that Greek food, man.
You like that place?
Yeah, man, it's easy, man. Look, I can't do Jack in the Box all the time.
Thank you.
Talk about guilt tripping. I can't keep dry. I can't, you know, because sometimes.
Back for more, Corey?
Yeah. I can't keep having people either come up here and catch me or when I'm really trying to hide. I can't keep eating by that dumpster. Eating like the trash I am. Trying to hide. Just eating in the shadows.
Corey, you back there sucking a dick? No, I'm eating Jack in the Box.
Oh,
that's worse.
Yeah, you should be sucking. You should be sucking a dick. Jumbo dick. Then you look up and that clown got his dick out.
Don't let him fool you. He is.
Yeah. New on our value menu. Oh, but welcome, y'all. Good to see you. Actually, might be a relatively short show tonight.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. We got to do trivia also. That's going to be after the show. We already got somebody in for that.
Good.
And so we're going to be getting y'all out of here because we were supposed to have, three other movies.
Yeah, they just didn't want to show it to it. Well, that's not true. Prodigy was just at the same time as the Lego movie.
Oh, it was?
The Prodigy.
It was. Okay.
So we can't. We couldn't be in two places at the same time.
No, we could not. So we did. Well, there was one movie out there that was conflicting with Legos, man. You ain't going to beat Legos. I'm sorry. Legos beat Satan anytime. And there's two others out there, which I heard one's not that bad. But there's
one I want to try to see.
Liam Neeson had to open up his mouth, and they just yanked that shit right out. They said, yeah, y'all don't need to see this right now. If you want to see it, pay for it yourself, which is what I'm going to have to do this weekend. And what is the other one?
What a Man Wants.
What a Man Wants. Obviously not that movie, because they ain't let nobody see it.
I know.
That's another one.
I know. What's weird, though, is they've been advertising the shit out of that movie.
Yeah.
I've seen that trailer so many times.
Yeah, I don't know, man. And I would normally say that maybe they don't want people to see that because it's bad, but there's been some movies that have actually done well. They didn't get screened.
Yeah, there's some where they go, like, listen, it's only a black audience that's going to come to see this, but they're going to come in droves. There's no reason for us to spend money on a screening.
Exactly.
They know it's out there. They're going to come.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and ain't no need for us to spend our money when your black ass should. You need to support the community. Mm-hmm. Is what they.
Yeah.
You always talking about supporting black businesses. Support what's her name?
Taraji.
I start to call her Tiffany Haddish. And you racist too. Yeah. Let me see here. Well, I think that's it, man. We'll hit on Sunday. We'll do those movies. I'll try to cram all three of them in this weekend. So,
ooh-wee.
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
That is, man. That really is.
You have other responsibilities.
I should. Do we have a movie tomorrow night?
Yes.
What movie is
Greta?
Oh, what is that?
I don't know.
Okay. Because you know that's some art house shit.
You know, hey, whatever you decide, let me know first.
Okay. All right, I'll let you know. Go see Greta because it's free. I don't have to pay for your ticket. Yeah, go see how Greta doing, man. Tell her I said hi. Oh, let me see what else we got here. Yeah, that's about it, man. So y'all might be in and out tonight. So let me go ahead and welcome. You know, I don't even have them up yet.
Y'all be in and out. We still have another job to do.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even have them up yet. I ain't doing my job properly. Let me go ahead and bring up. Don't y'all be mad at me now. I know I'm falling on my job right now. Let me go ahead and bring up the one.
You had one job.
And you blew it. Like you blew that clown behind the dumpster. Oh, here we go. There we go. Please welcome the one, the only. Some people say the building blocks of this community right here before they tear it back down. The Chat-a-Tat-Tat. How y'all doing today? Oh, let's see here. Love Corey Martin and Peeps. That's a hell of a hashtag. I guess you the Peeps, Rhonda.
That's one of those Miss Mia hashtags.
Yeah. My wife, she
should write a paragraph with a hashtag in front of it.
Her hashtags are longer than the thing that she's describing. She writes novels for hashtags, man. If her hashtags were a movie, that shit would be 4 hours long.
I got the picture's this big, but the hashtag is this big. All the hashtags that go underneath.
She got a problem. She's addicted to hashtags. I've seen, tried to put me in there. I don't let her near my Instagrams no more. Cause she'll look at them and like she'll see I have like three. I'm ready to go, and she's like, "No, you need more. You need more hashtags." I'm like, "No, I don't. Give me. You need more hashtags. No, get away from me. I don't know you anymore." Hashtag, give me your shit. Yeah, man. I don't say nothing.
So is
man.
That what people do? They get on there and they just do a hashtag with a random word and just see how many pictures come up with it.
I don't get it. Everybody, she swears that's what you should do. You should just hashtag everything. Oh, I mean everything. Lord, and other Jesus. People have said, I don't even know what the fuck she's talking about anymore. This shit come out.
Yeah, by the time I get to the bottom, I'm like, I forgot what this was.
Yeah. They look at that and it look like a fucking grocery list. It's like, I don't. When your hashtags really do look like a paragraph in a novel, and people are like, I don't know. Shit, I saw hashtags. I was trying to turn the page. Yeah, she got a hashtag problem, man. She needs some help. Yeah, because at first I thought, look, I don't know that social media that well. And I thought she had a point, but other people like, nah, man. I was like, no. They said, nah, Corey, you normal, man. She's the one. It's kind of off a little bit. But the thing is, I don't know how much it's helping her Instagram, but people are telling me like, man, fuck this. Every time it comes over, I look and then I get caught up reading that shit. Next thing I know, I've been sitting up there for 30 minutes reading hashtags. They're like, man, I don't even want to do this shit, but they're fascinated.
Hashtag, it was the best of times. Hashtag, it was the worst of times.
They said, but they're fascinated. Yeah, because they're fascinated. Like, we just want to see what the next word is that she puts in there.
Hashtag, call me Ishmael.
Hashtag help me. Hashtag I have a problem. Yeah, she's crying for help and I had to.
I've been kidnapped.
Hashtag I don't want to do this anymore. Hashtag I don't know myself. I don't know what's going on with her, man. We'll see if we can. You tell me. Do you go? You're on Instagram, right? She's like, no, hell no, I stay away from that shit. Might end up like your wife. Being home. I'm expecting to cook. What's that?
I used to.
So you're not supposed to like do that shit, right? Like just hashtag, like.
I used to have a fitness account.
Well, come up here real quick so we can hear you. Cause I'm scared. I'm gonna go home and see my wife just writing hashtags on the wall and shit.
It's gonna be episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
The hashtags are taking over.
This wall just grew in graffiti with hashtags. What the fuck are you doing? The answer's in here somewhere. Stop it. You need help. What's up?
No, I used to have a fitness account, and so I would always like hashtag.
Come to the hashtag. Come to the mic.
Fitspiration. Hashtag.
Fitspiration.
Fit. Hashtag.
What's the
lose weight hashtag? And oh, just, okay. I think your picture shows up on people's feed.
Okay.
In order for you to get likes and stuff.
Well, let me just simplify it this way. How many hashtags do you think you reasonably need?
I max out at 10.
Tiongi, you got a problem.
Yeah, it's a good thing you got it.
Yeah, I did.
You know,
she recognized she had a problem.
Exactly. She saw herself going down that rabbit hole, too.
I did.
You know what? It's funny. I remember my wife used to be a 10. Now she's like about 60 something. Yeah. Yeah. She's sitting up there writing hashtags like she's playing Tetris and shit. What the fuck you doing? I'm like, Martin, you were right. I think she's actually written a novel. Like with how many pages she's actually written in real life in hashtags, she has probably written a whole book. I would love to see that book, just like a whole book just of hashtags that she's written.
Does she get a lot of likes?
Huh?
Does she get a lot of likes?
Well, she's getting up there. She keeps talking about how she's like, I'm at 1,000 now.
So, oh, yeah. That's why. That's why she do the hashtag.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe it's working then. I don't know. I don't know, man. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. She's like, hashtag, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Oh, let me see here. Let me see. I'm glad to see everybody here.
Collecting them likes.
Somebody said the show cut off for somebody else. I love when the chat, when everybody in the chat, like somebody act like everything, like what happened to them happened for everybody.
Uh-huh.
Man, the show cut off for y'all. They'd be like, nope. No, shit, you didn't pay your internet bill. That's what happened. Hashtag pay your shit. Oh, let me see here. Are y'all good? Let me know because it still looks like it's streaming over here, but I want to make sure everybody's all right. So if you're okay, let me know, man. I don't want to have anybody left out. I don't want to be a problem for anybody out there. Is it going okay? They make the silliest memes with you, man.
Oh no.
Here's another.
Here we go.
Play that commercial one more time, Negro. I dare you. Y'all act like I went out, like I scrubbed the internet for that shit. He put it out there. And then y'all were the one that made memes about it before I had even seen it. So don't put that shit on me.
I'm not mad at you.
No, I'm talking to them. They trying to start shit, and y'all were the ones that started this shit, not me. Yeah, in fact, y'all the one last night, man, play that commercial, man. Yeah, you know. Hey, he went out there and pulled up Percy Clifton one more time.
Yeah, where are those memes?
Yeah, well, there's one right there, man. I mean, I don't know. I like when people just pull up an image, don't put no words on it. Yeah, like what? Like, don't nobody know what this means if you just pull that out there. Like, who this big Jerry Curl wearing motherfucker? Oh, let's see here. Martin deserves an Oscar. I said that, and I meant it. See that? Damn, you stretch that shit out too. Thought your hair was about to roll on the floor. Oh, I like to sit up here and talk shit for a little while just to get myself riled up, get my energy going. And now that I am energized, I can invite y'all up in here. Yes, you out there. Tell you what. You know, I've been disappointed in y'all. Y'all, you know, got this girl over here sitting all by herself, all lonely. Let me ask you something, Sharonda. You brought cookies too. Well, you know y'all greedy and hungry out there. And free cookies too. Already paid for and taken care of. You still got that boyfriend? Oh, you should have lied. Trying to get people up in here.
Yeah.
And look at this single young lady right here with cookies and skin. Look at that. Single with cookies, showing some leg. Y'all know y'all want to come up here. Y'all know y'all want to sit on that funky, stinky ass couch with her. But you ain't here. Really, I'm disappointed. Very disappointed. But I will settle. I will not be happy. I will not be satisfied. I will settle for an email from you until we get you up in here one day. And I hope that we do. But until then, pop open that keyboard and type in for me. kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz @gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Want to be a part of the show this evening as we're asking you to? In that email, put your phone number in there. Put your Skype contact in there. The Goo Goo Hangouts. Anything else you think we might need to get a hold of you? Press send. Bam! Up in your home. Hollering at you. Criticizing you. The only critics in the world. Do the house calls. On the Twitter. Type in. You know what? Type in Double Toaster. Don't look at what's on the screen right there. Just do what I tell you. Type in Double Toaster. We're on Instagram. Type in Double Toasted. You know what? We're on the Facebook. What you gonna type in, Sharonda? Yeah, hold on. You're acting like you don't know. Sound like you mentally challenging the Double Toasted. What is it again?
Double Toasted.
With feeling, goddammit.
Double Toasted.
There you go. Was that so hard? Double Toasted. But if you want some private time with me, what you gonna do, Sharonda? I'm messing with you. You would have had it wrong anyway. Corey, now you had me confused. I was like, is it? Corey.Coleman.5. If I'm too busy out there criticizing folks, I ain't going to put your secrets out there. Martin Thomas.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro. Or just look for Martin Thomas on Facebook.
I'll look for Martin Thomas right here. World famous Double Toast Studio. Now with two steak ass couches, some cookies, and some legs. And... Hey, that's a deal for you right there. Full meal deal. But come on through, man. Just let us know. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let us know if you're going to be visiting Austin. You got drunk, can't move, don't want to get up, and you decide to just stay here. That's cool with us. We didn't like it before, but we're all right with it now. But we don't like it. We will criticize you for is if you do not come down and see a show. So please let us know. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Send us some details. We're going to send you back some details. You know, get that coordination. And coordinate with each other, and that way we can accommodate you. Ooh, ooh, boy. How? Ow. Ow. I don't know what's wrong with me. Sometimes I just get wrapped up, man.
Ow.
Get a full stomach. Dun, 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 dun. Ow. You do that well.
Ow.
I'm just gonna let you finish song. I say I ain't the only one. I get him started up too. Look at pulled his ass right in. Oh, let's see what we got here for you, sir. How are you doing?
Not bad.
I can see that, man. You know I got to say something, man.
What you got to say?
You know, I don't think I'm talking about you bad, but I'm not. It's been a long time since I've seen that potpourri shirt, man. I like it.
I was like, what is it he says about this shirt? Oh, yeah.
The potpourri, man. Yeah. You know I got a nickname for all your shirts. I don't just nickname people. I nickname shirts, too, man.
You're the Donald Trump of shirts.
Yeah, and you know, I got a flip.
Potpourri shirt.
Nah, man. I have a... I used to be in the like really flowery designs too, man. I got a couple of shirts with flowery designs mm-hmm. on them. So, you know, I can't talk shit about you. You know, it is admiration.
Yeah, you can't. Somebody can't, you sure find a way to do it.
Shit, I'll talk shit about myself. The fuck you looking at?
Get off me, bro.
When I first got to Austin, man, talking about talking shit, I remember going to watching Access Television. Mm-hmm. You remember Ross?
Yes, of course. I still run into him randomly.
How's he doing, man?
He's doing all right. I mean, every so often he pulls it together and puts another Puppet Toast show together.
That's cool, man. This is a dude that did like a puppet show on cable access. Now, again, if you're young, you don't know what cable access is. Imagine YouTube, except it's just local and a lot cheaper and
crazier.
And crazier, believe it or not, man. I mean, because it was a dedicated kind of crazy because you had to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ain't like YouTube where you can just put it on there and somebody else putting the bill for the server space and the bandwidth. Nah, you had to pay to be on television. That's what it was. You know, certain cities by their cable providers were they were by law required to have about two or three stations, so people just lose their fucking minds on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they don't want to pay for mental health, so they pay for an access TV station where the inmates could come and work out their shit.
I like the way it was supposed to be about the community and giving you news about your city, and now people just went in there and just, they would turn into an insane asylum. People went in and lost their fucking minds, man. Seriously, we used to Alex Jones. Speaking of crazy motherfuckers, there was this woman who used. She looked like what's her name? Marilyn Monroe, mm-hmm. And she even talked like Marilyn Monroe. She came in with this bleach blonde hair and just caked on makeup, and then she had two brothers that were Elvis impersonators.
Right, and there's I think they were genius scientists.
They worked for NASA.
But they were twins.
Yeah,
who were dressed like Elvis, more like Roy Orbison. If you
it really was like that, man.
And also the sister, and was she mom. The mother?
She was the mom.
Okay, so she was much older and wore a big black wig that matched the bleach blonde hair.
Yeah, this woman played her keyboard and the two brothers being there with them Elvis wigs on. And mom just be back there just lost. Mom probably should have been in the home or something, but she just back there just dancing. She's like
they put on those shows with the chroma key background.
Yeah, and everything was just like they had to be genius. Because it's almost like they got money and just got bored and had nothing else to do. Like NASA didn't need them no more. So they just lost their shit, man. And people would come in off the street and just dance with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. But
they did that for a good 10 years.
They did that for years, man. Yeah. And I'm telling you, this shit was almost like it was weird because they really did do everything together. I remember going by Jack in the Box one day. And I was in the drive-thru, and as I drove through, I almost caused an accident behind me. I stopped and looked, and I was like, oh, shit, it's that family.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like they were all eating Jumbo Jacks together, and they did everything.
Yeah, that credo of keep Austin weird, it's a joke now. But back in the day, it was the real deal.
Yeah, it really was. Access Television had a big part to do with mm-hmm. that. They like, yeah, keep Austin weird. How weird? Just cut the fucking TV on.
Yeah, turn the TV on.
So we got three channels.
Oh, shit. Where am I?
Yeah, got three channels dedicated to it. It was either crazy people or religious shows.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, and then people like us.
Who would try to do a little something. You remember your boy Herman and his soap opera, his black soap opera?
Yeah, man. This dude. Yeah, man, I don't want to talk bad about it, but Herman, man, first of all, there was a dude named Herman. Got the nickname Herman the Vermin. Man, that place was insane. Because I had my show one day, and I didn't even know this guy. And the guy called me up, and I never met this guy. I've seen him a couple of times going into the set for our show, or edit. But I walked in, because this was before everybody had digital, you know, mm-hmm. editing software, and you had to go down there and edit. Mm-hmm. I remember I had some editing time reserved, and this guy, he called me up and was like, yeah, you still coming in tonight? And I was like, yeah. And I thought he was just checking to make sure, because somebody else wanted to know if I canceled. I was like, nah, I'm still coming in. All right, man. Hey, could you stop by McDonald's and pick me up a Big Mac?
What?
And I thought, okay, look, you know, sometimes you need somebody to kind of like cover for you and do things for you. So I've said, I'll go by and pick him up something. And surely he's going to pay me back when I get there. I brought his food in, Big Mac fries, a Coke or something, laid it down there. And he looked at me and thank you. And just started eating. And I was like, you got to excuse the way my mom was thinking. But I looked up, really, I said that. I was like, man, I know this nigga did not sit up here and just have me bring him food, uh-huh. be a delivery service, and going to eat in front of my face without even offering to pay me back.
Right.
Licking his fingers and shit. Need the key. Like, man, wow. And he would do that. After it was food, it was money.
Right. Then he was just asking for a meal. From that point on, he started hitting you up for loans.
Some loans and shit. Hey, man, you know, that really, he was that guy, man. Let me hold $10. He even told me one time, I said, man, look, I ain't got nothing for you. I said, this shit stops. I said, he's like, oh, all right. I had to, and he had such this rejected look on his face. I had to ask. I was like, so what you going to do? And he's like, well, guess I'll go to a loan shark. And I was like, good. I hope they break your fucking legs. Herman the Vermin, man. And I told the president, the general manager, whatever you call him. I forgot the guy's name, Henry or something. But I went and told him. I said, man, listen. I said, I'm not even asking for myself, but this guy's, because he was doing it to other people.
Yeah.
Charlie Sotelo, man.
Yeah.
I said, he's like, yeah, man, he hit me up. He does it to everybody. And I went and I said, man, you know, don't you think this is unprofessional for this guy to do this? Don't you think you should do something? And that guy's like, well, just tell him no. I was like, man, that's your fucking job to pull him aside and do that. And then I come to find out years later, like 2 years later, that he had scammed like $30,000 or $40,000 out of cable access.
Oh, the guy you went to tell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that story.
That story made the news.
That was huge.
And that guy, he did jail time. And then he ended up, last thing I heard is that he was driving a bus. And I said, man, I actually want to start riding a bus to catch his ass. Just tell him how much of a loser he is.
So you went to Liam Neeson him.
I remember this brown bastard wouldn't stop a guy from borrowing money from me. And I felt this way. I feel bad about it now, except I don't. Really, now I'm gonna have my Liam Neeson moment, because last thing I heard is that he died.
Yeah,
you heard that too.
Yeah.
And I was and man, it's so terrible, because the first thing that popped in my head was good, and now I feel bad about it. I feel bad about it. But that guy was such a fucking loser, man.
Yeah,
because I remember I even did some art. That's what it was. That's why I was mad at him. I did some art for that guy one time, and I remember he looked at it and he's like. And he's like, yeah, I know, I changed my mind. I was like, man, I already did the work for you. He's like, sorry. And I was like, you motherfucker. And I was like, really? I couldn't do anything because he was a general manager of the place at the time. I said, man, I hope they fire this guy or something. But I want to find his ass in that bus. I wasn't going to beat him up, man. I just wanted to tell him. I was like, man, you are a fucking total loser, dude. I was like, whatever
like,
shit.
Yeah, I'm driving a bus.
Yeah.
No shit.
I just wanted to sit behind him just the whole time and just like, you know, fuck you, man. Yeah, look at your life now, bitch.
All through his route.
All through his route. Just spend a day, man. Just a day where I had nothing to do, man.
You see that pretty girl right there? She ain't getting on here. Yeah. She don't be near you. That old woman who's getting on the bus right now? She wouldn't fuck you. You got nothing.
Yeah, just behind him. Just like a reverse Jiminy Cricket on his ass. You know, look at your life, bitch. Driving a bus. Yeah, I mean, when you wore suits and shit. Look at you. You motherfucker. You ain't
Everybody on
shit.
This bus has more money than you.
Yeah. Shit. That bum should be driving a bus. He's better than you. That was my fantasy, but I didn't, you know. I got shit to do. Riding a bus all day, just pestering a guy. Whose life is going downhill anyway.
I don't know. That sounds kind of cool, actually.
Now, shit. God damn it. Wish I had done it, man. And it's so bad because I can't do it now because he's dead.
You'd have felt bad about it.
Nah, when I actually, that guy, nah, man. Probably would. There's some people out there that I do not feel, I would not feel bad about just talking about how shitty their lives are, man. I'm not going to even say some of the others. Like, there's one dude, I ain't gonna even say his name, but one of the dudes that just came and worked on our place a long time ago.
Oh yeah.
I was like, wow, that man, guy. You are, yeah, you, man, you ain't shit. Really?
I know. When you told me that story, I felt anger for you.
Yeah, I was just like, man, I was like, you know, it's one thing to like not be worth the shit, just be dumb too.
Right.
Like advertise your skills and then can't even do it. I walked in there. Man, let me tell you what this dude did. This dude that was supposed to like be putting like I'm not even like a handyman myself, and I knew he was fucking up. This is how dumb this person is. So you know you have the tile that you put on a wall,
yeah.
Like your bathroom wall. So we chose to get a pebble type tile. This dumb motherfucker, he did not know to put the whole panel up and measure it and cut around it. This fucking idiot was putting them up one pebble at a time. And I even told him, I said, man, I said, get up and get your ass on out of here, man. I said, you are fucking up my bathroom. Like, I was seriously me. I was like, I told him that. I looked at him. And I said, because you could even tell he was confused. He didn't know what to do. So he just decided, well, shit, I guess it goes like this. Like, he's putting a puzzle together. I said, you're fucking stupid. I said, man, get the fuck out of my bathroom. I said, you're making things worse. You sure, man?
Well, I already cashed the check, so.
And they, you know, they took, they already had like half the money. You know, I put a deposit in for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And gonna get mad and I front the ass out at a movie theater.
I know, to tell you that they're out of town and you run into them at the movie theater.
The same fucking day. Because I said, man, I don't care what you do. You got to come over here and do something. I don't give a fuck if you just clean up the place. I don't know. But your shit is here. You left everything a mess. You got to come here and do something for the money that I put in for you. Clean shit up. I don't give a fuck what you do. I know what to do now, man. I would be there, Corey, but I'm visiting my mama in Dallas right now. Oh, yeah, all right. Well, whatever, man. We had a screening that night. Uh-huh. And I went up there and I looked up there and I recognized the back of the head. And I was like, I know it ain't this motherfucker, right? And I went up, I said his name, he turned around. Oh, hey.
That's like a Brady Bunch episode. Yeah. He said his name. Turn around.
Yeah. Yeah, he turned around. I said his name. He's like, oh, hey. And I said, how your mama doing, man? I said, you sure didn't make it back real quick, didn't you? Well, no, man, I was there, man. I was there. I was like, motherfucker, it was like 4 hours ago that I talked to you. And you didn't get back here within that time. Fighting traffic too, bitch. Just stop lying, man. So you're fucking lying. His girl, his wife was there, and she was just, I'm calling the police, security, somebody get him. And I was like, get me for what? For calling your lying bitch ass out? I mean, it was everybody. I already lost my share by the theater. Was just looking. Even high was like, man, what are you doing? I was like, man, no, don't get in the middle of the shit. They didn't even go into the movie. I said, yeah, I put my camera. I said, yeah. I said, I want everybody to see these thieving, conniving, no bathroom repairing motherfuckers right here. And they ain't even going to move. And they're like, well, we're going to call the police. I said, for what? Because you harassing us. I said, for what? Taking my money and not doing your job. And they got in the car. And I filmed the whole time. I was like, yeah. Yeah, I still got you. I still got this car. Wow. Yeah, man. Shit was insane. I was so pissed off that day. You should have seen me. I was just in the middle of the park. Going, my bathroom.
You all right, Corey? Get off me.
Couldn't even look at a bathroom for the next 3 hours. I just held my shit and pissed for the last. I had to go too. Yeah, boy. Y'all be careful, man. I'm looking at the chat. They're like, oh, hell no. Home after Corey told me to get the fuck out. Yeah, bumbling ass. Let me see. Yeah, he said, yeah, that shit went on for a month. Oh, no, y'all thinking about somebody. I ain't going to go to the story. No, one dude was, he just took a long time.
Right.
But he did his job. I just, you just had to, I hated coming in because I was mad. Like, man, where the fuck you been? Wouldn't even faze him. Hey, I got a joke for you. Man, do I look like I'm in a fucking laughing mood right now? And then I actually had to like be like, oh, fuck, man, tell you a joke. Like, ha, ha, get the fuck back to work. Oh. Yeah, everybody remember these stories, man. Yeah, the baby lotion, man. I remember that story. They wanted y'all to leave someplace because y'all were black. No, it was not because we were black, although it was.
Which story?
That woman, that girl that was on the couch when we were joking around.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You need to go. And it's not because you're black. You should emphasize black. Like, wow.
I thought it wasn't, but it sure is now. And everybody stop and all recognize what is going down.
Oh, shit. That's, yeah, boy. And you know, man, do your research before you get a handyman. Before you go, don't really don't get on places like Craigslist if you can avoid it. There are other places that you can go to find a good handyman, like DTMerch.com. Yeah. A shirt from DTMerch.com fixes everything, Martin. Hey, plug that pipe up with a black, with a classic black thing with the white logo.
And just shove it right in.
Yeah,
there.
Just shove it right in. Declog your toilet with Kung Fu TJ. Kung Fu TJ. Oh, let me see here. Oh, let me see. Yeah, we got the backpacks. We got the stew pots. We got the phone covers, and we got the gift of choice with the gift certificates. And remember that we get by with your support, so please subscribe. I don't even care if you don't watch anything. Just subscribe. Give them money. No, we do get by with
you. Just put it in my hand.
We really do get by with your support and your subscriptions. That's our main way of getting by. That's the way we bring these programs to you. So please, if you can, subscribe. Not for yourself, for the people out there who are deprived of the toasty goodness. You know, they're not as fortunate as you are to get that. And go to the site, 7 days for free. If you don't like it, you know what? It's all right. I'll show you how good we are. Keep the audio for free. Find it on iCloud. iCloud. And technically it is there. iTunes. SoundCloud, and I just combine the two to save time.
Yeah, iTunes should just buy them and just make it simple for
exactly,
everybody.
Exactly. iTunes, SoundCloud, and when you do decide to come back and get that toasted goodness, we've made it so much easier for you with our new payment system. So thank you. Thank you very much. looking at the chat. I'm your repairman. Oh, shit, if only. Shit, that guy looked like he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, you'd have been better off having the Three Stooges show up.
Hell yeah. The Three Stooges, Oliver and Hardy, whatever
Laurel
the name.
Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah, them too. Laurel and Hardy. Oliver and Hardy. Yeah, man. Oh, let me see here what else we got. Man, it is. It's getting to that point, man. I got you, man. I'm going to cut this shit on high.
Yeah. You hit that point where the people who run the building set the thermostat for wintertime, but yeah. Our weather changes. Like, it's been hot the last couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had my – I guess she ain't around, but I had this woman next door come over here. She had it out with the people over here because I was here in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. And because I rent the studio out to let somebody record here. I'm actually renting the studio out for people now if anybody's interested. I mean, I ain't making this a full side business. It's just some people need a place and they found out about this place and I have the equipment. So I just, you know, I let them do it. Now, if it turns into a side hustle, I'll do it. But you had this guy come in the middle of the day. And he recorded, wasn't screaming anything, but I will say we do have the microphones and the speakers. Yeah. So it was going through the wall over there. And the walls are thin. So, we did say that we would mostly be recording at night. So I guess that's what she was told. And look, I'm never here during the day. Never recording during the day. Just the first day she got in here, the first day she moved into our office is the day that I actually had recorded in the daytime in a long time. Mm-hmm. And the sound went over. So she called me in the hallway and met me and everything. And she's like, she told me, she's like, yes, I just want to let you know that you're very loud. I was like, okay, now you could put that a better way.
Right.
But all right. Right. You're very loud. And, I'm paying for everything to have the stuff done. Like in your room, like there's a wall over there that she's like, that's coming out of my money, my pocket to do that. You know, I tell them everything here and they just blow me off. So I'm going to have my guy come and finish your wall over here today. And we're going to talk about how to go in a half to build another wall or something to keep the sound out. Just bringing me in
I don't think we're going to do that.
Yeah. Shit, I thought you didn't want nobody building a wall around your ass, and now you asking me to. But I was like, thought you didn't like those walls. That's the last thing I expected to hear a brown person say, we're going to build that wall right here. And I was like, no, man. And I was like, Mexico, we are not paying for that fucking wall.
You're going to say, yeah, well, you better get Mexico to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah, she. I, 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 I might try to soundproof it if people come in during the day, but that was hella presumptuous of her to come in and be like, you know, just like she did me like Trump did Mexico.
Right.
Like, you gonna pay for that shit. Yeah, you wanna ask first? Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind trying. Like, if we start recording more during the day, I might have to soundproof it, but fucking ask at least.
Sure, sure. Well, okay, so she started talking about the wall. Like, there was a door there before.
There was a door, so she wanted the door to get rid of. Right. She wanted them to get rid of the door.
Well, you ain't telling them to get rid of that.
I didn't pay for that. She wasn't talking about going half on that. She was talking about the soundproof and stuff.
Right.
But
her bringing that up, like, I paid for that. It's like, well, good. I ain't tell you to do that.
No, exactly what they say. They say, listen, we can rekey it or put a different doorknob in there so that it's reversed and you don't have to worry about anybody coming into your room. And she's like, no, I want that door gone. And they're like, well, good. You pay for it.
We made our offer.
Yeah. So that it's done. It looks nice. You know, I was fine with that door there.
Yeah.
But yeah, she wanted to be clean. So yeah, she paid for that. But but it was a struggle. And now she's trying to get me to pay for some shit over here. And I'm like, all right, we'll see.
Well, you do a few more day recordings, she'll move out, and then you can take that space.
I know. Because I was trying to get that space myself.
Right.
And this bitch next door. Can you believe this shit? Trying to get me to pay for a wall. Her Trump ass.
Well, anyway, next on the show, we're going to have a live band, Serenity and the Mary Janes. You guys hit it.
Yeah. Shit, bring in Coryell Buford.
So here I go again on my own.
Oh. Hey, you know what? I'll tell you all about the ship after we do the review. We've been sitting up here for a while. Let me see here. Call the police. Somebody said get to them. Oh, that's... Boy, Sebastian, don't be playing, man. Sebastian...
Your honey mustard?
I know he's playing. He wrote in the chat, get to the movies. I was like, you... Because I looked at it, too. I was triggered for a while. Who the fuck? Oh. Okay. I think you playing.
It's just the one.
Yeah. Let me see here. All right, let's go ahead and get into it, man. Let's get into the movies. You want the movies? Let's get into the movies. Oh, let's see here. Boy, I think it was 2012, 2013?
Yeah.
First Lego movie
like
came
four
out.
Years ago, was it?
Yeah, four years ago. I remember the first Lego movie came out. I remember I was mad before it even came out. I said, man, can you believe this bullshit? They actually released a 2-hour commercial to sell us some blocks.
Oh, that's right. That was the feeling.
I said, man, what the hell you going to do with Legos for 2 hours, man?
Plus, you already make all those direct-to-DVD movies anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I told him, I said, man, I ain't no sucker. You know, I went in there. I was like, look, I'll go see it because that's my job. But this is bullshit. That was my rating. Here's some more bullshit. We can just cut to the
I'm
chase.
I'm writing in pen.
Write it in pen. And then we actually went to go see the film.
Yes! Overpriced coffee.
That's $37.
Awesome! Everything is awesome. Oh my gosh, I love this song. It's cool with the team. Everything is awesome. No, guys, wait up.
And I remember, damn, this is awesome, man. I was like, whoa. Let me learn to shut my mouth. That was one of my favorite movies when it came out, man, of that year. The Lego movie. You know, I thought it was really cool because, you know, in addition to not being just a 2-hour commercial, it surprised me how clever it was with, it was goofy enough for the kids and they had enough inside jokes for the adults.
Sure.
And it was very witty. And again,
it was satirical.
It was satirical. You know, the pop culture references were actually clever.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Miller and Phil Lord, man, they had done it again.
They know how to do that.
And now they got this one out here, and Chris Miller and Phil Lord, they're involved again, man. But they said, but you know what? Only on paper. We got other things we got to do now, like get fired from Disney for trying to make it solo.
Right, because they had them listed as the screenwriters.
That's what I said, on paper.
Oh, okay.
But not behind the camera.
Right.
Nah, they this time... They're just providing the ammunition. They got somebody else out there to do the dirty work. And a lot of people are thinking, you know something? That was a hard thing that y'all did before. You know, and we all know how sequels go. Now, we don't know if y'all can pull the same thing twice with this. But had such a good time, we wouldn't give it a chance. And not to mention, y'all just been cramming Legos down our throats, man. What the hell was stepping on Legos? They just been taking handfuls. Like, oh, you want more?
No, you like them, right? Give me that funnel right there.
Oh, you had a good time, huh? Well, they went ahead and did it again. Got the Lego Movie 2. And rightfully so, a lot of people are thinking, really, can you make the magic strike twice? I mean, it was one thing to have these other Lego movies out there, but when you got some of the original team who made the first movies, as great as it is, there's a chance. There is at least a better chance than most,
yeah,
that this could be great. Let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer for the Lego Movie 2, another one, or what's the tagline for this?
I honestly don't remember. Let's do it again.
You know, the second part, which is generic as hell, too. Yeah. Let's look at the second part, and we'll be back with our review.
Once, everything was awesome. Now, everything is bleak.
Hey, Lucy, I brought you coffee.
Coffee. The bitter liquid that provides the only semblance of pleasure left in these dark times.
Oh, my goshness. Did I interrupt you brooding just now?
Times have changed. You need to change with them. We have to be tough and battle ready.
Look, a shooting star, make a wish.
Oh, no.
Run! Hurry, the door is slowly closing.
Oh, the pain. It's getting so cold.
Oh, the Sharonda over there, she's about to cry. She's back there. She's like, oh, you feel for that little star, Sharonda? Sharonda, I don't want to spoil none, but he dies.
Fitz, what are you doing?
Hooray!
See, that wasn't so bad. Nothing got in.
Something got in.
I'm General Mayhem. Bring me your fiercest leader.
Lucy!
Emmett!
This is all my fault.
Hang on to your fronds, Clanny. We're going to save Lucy.
Don't you tell me to
save asteroids!
You mind if I save your life?
Not at all.
Who are you?
The name's Rex Danger Vest. Galaxy defending archaeologist, cowboy, and raptor trainer.
I don't get it.
Will you help me rescue my friends?
You don't want to go anywhere near the Sistar system. It's ruled by an alien queen.
Only the toughest are going to get out of there alive.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Yes, you are.
I'm a queen, whatever I would not be.
I'm getting super evil vibes here.
I could change my form to something else if this makes you uncomfortable.
Hey, guys.
No, go back. The horse was much more palatable.
I got a play phone and a play phone. I gotta get it, baby.
No, it did not.
A1, hit him with the A1 song. Since day 1, not the A1 sign.
Lucy!
Emmett, did you draw stubble dots on your face?
What? No.
Who are you?
I'm your worst nightmare.
You're me when I'm late to school and I forgot my homework and my pants are made of pudding?
No, I don't.
Now, one of the things that I liked about the Lego movie, the first one, is that it also captured, amongst everything else, what is it like to be a kid playing with Legos?
Sure.
It really brought it back around to that. And watching this movie, it also, I have to say, captures the spirit of playing with Legos. If that kid is ADD and hopped up on sugar, might be insane, probably found mom's cocaine. we're barely into one story in like within 5 minutes, it's just like, and then this happened, and then this happened. Wait a minute, and then we did this, and then we did this. And then I'm like, God damn, let's just stick for one thing for 1 minute, just for a little while.
I don't know how much to say about that. I mean, you're right. It was like, okay, we're going to this. It's not a real flow here.
it's kind of whatever
you think of. As opposed to the first one where it seemed like there was some kind of logic to it. But I get it because with the first one, we're in a boy's mind, him playing. And here we're with a little girl's mind.
So Martin's saying little girls are crazy.
Well, they just – I'm not saying crazy. I'm not saying crazy. I'm just saying they think a different way.
Yeah.
And and their brain pattern and the way they're going to – their imagination is going to go is different than mine. So I'm going to interpret it as this shit is all over the place and not making sense.
Yeah, I was like, I know the nigga ain't gonna try to psychoanalyze this right here.
No. Because even beyond all that, just so much of what happens is super convoluted and there's no real rules about it. So anything that can be thought of just kind of happens. You're like, all right, I don't know how this is flowing. I guess I need to just sit back and just watch it.
And listen, I did like that from the very beginning, it was taken on a child's perspective. As though this one of the things that I loved about this little bit of a spoiler here, if you haven't seen the first Lego movie, but this picks up exactly where the last one left off, with an alien invasion from the little sister's toys, the Duplo toys, because the little sister is about like maybe 4 or 5 years old, and I like the way they did the alien invasion here.
We are from the planet Duplo, and we are here to destroy you.
And they start tearing shit up. I mean, seriously, right? So they do that. They actually live up to their word. They start destroying the hell out of Bricksburg. If you remember the last movie from where they live, but while they're doing it, it's so adorable, man. those little voices that they have right there. I was like, I was laughing as they were trying to kill people. If aliens ever attacked and tried to destroy the Earth, if it's this cute, I'm cool with it.
Well, that's where the aliens always blow it, because they show up looking ugly.
Yeah, right here. Yeah, if they're that cute, I don't mind dying. Mm-hmm. You know, just saying, because
you might mind, but it'll be too late before you realize you should mind.
That's adorable. No, it was cute, man. I mean, anytime you put a little girl's voice in something like that, a little 3 or 4 year old girl, it's in the way these toys just look goofy too. I was really so. Don't think I went in here not trying to ride with it, because it was I was going along with the nonsense when it made sense. because there are other things in here that I can praise this for too. I love that. Since you have that setup, that they just pushed it all the way to like Mad Max territory. Like these cute aliens come in, and they start destroying things, and they say, yeah, we were no match for the great cuteness invasion, and from that point on, Brickburg has been turned into a wasteland. Like they went Mad Max with
right,
it,
right? Right.
And actually, and the funny thing about it, because I like the way they set it up, because
Thunder Road Mad Max.
Yeah, exactly, man. I mean, we're talking about like cannibals and shit, you know. Mm-hmm. But Emmett, voiced by Chris Pratt, he's still dumb as fuck, man. Still. I mean, it's a horrible wasteland. People out there on Mohawks and motorcycles and axes and weapons, and he's still just walking around singing that same goddamn song.
Good morning, Apocalypseburg. Good morning. Hello, cyborg.
In the morning, wide awake for the day. I say, what a morning. It's all okay.
Dave, now. Morning, Scribble Cop.
Shut the fuck up. they want to kill him. And at this point, you really do want somebody to kill him and put his head on the hood of their car. This is where I really realize how annoying Emmett is to everybody.
Wait, that didn't occur to you in the first one?
I was kind of with Emmett for a little while at first because, well, I like the song.
Okay.
In the first movie.
Okay.
When it was in the right environment.
Right,
but
right,
here.
Right.
With people like dying and people living in sewers, I mean, and Emmett just walking around like oblivious to anything that's going on, I was like,
"That's his white privilege, or yellow privilege, as the case may be."
People look at it. He just can't get over that song, man. He's like, "Everything is all." I'd be like, "No, it's not. God damn it, I'm hungry. I'm dying for radiation."
Everything is awesome for me.
Yeah, when you're dumb like me, everything is bliss. What I like about it, though, is that and I'm joking because it's meant for him to be annoying. Because
sure.
I like the way – because Lucy, voiced by Elizabeth Banks, I love that that's something that comes between them. It's a great setup with that because, I mean, they're in the Lego apocalypse. And Lucy's like, would you please, just for once, just for a little while, just grow the fuck up. Just be a man. She's like, I don't know how long I can – she's like, I don't know how much long I can do this.
I know. I might have to break up with you.
And so they set up the stakes. This couple that you rooted for, I mean, I know it's sounding crazy because they're Legos, but this couple that you rooted for when they got together, now their relationship is being threatened because just like any relationship where people have been together for a while, they start to discover like, wow, we really aren't as compatible as I thought we might be. I thought that's pretty cool, man. That's one of the underlying themes in this movie, you know, that I thought without being too pop culture reference-y or trying to be too clever. This was one of the more subtle things for adults.
Oh, sure. That basic premise of where they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought, you know, that's kind of cool that they would do
well,
that.
Well, and also it's not really at the forefront because there's so many other things competing for what the real theme of this movie is.
Exactly. So I was ready to kind of explore. I was ready to kind of explore that with them. But
yeah, well,
but bad. I know because right, I was like, man, okay, I'm with this, man. Wow, they're really doing some deep writing right here. And then them toys came down, and a space woman flies in and kidnaps the Lego people. Then they go to a glitter planet, and Batman has to marry a shapeshifter while everybody becomes brainwashed with pop music. And meanwhile, you got Emma here who's talking to himself, and. And I guess that they're talking to of himself, which is just another version of himself with more Chris Pratt jokes, including a spaceship full of velociraptors.
Yeah, velociraptors.
A spaceship full of velociraptors where they got to get together and go stop this wedding with Batman and this creature. And I was like, and then that's when I looked down at my phone because I know the running time in this. The running time before I went in because, you know, to plan the show, we need to get in here. It was 1 hour and 47 minutes. Everything I just told you. Kidnapping, glitter planet, the velociraptors, Batman, creature, all that shit. It was barely 30 minutes, man. So I was like, no. No, don't do it. It was like, at the end of a Twilight Zone, I was like, no. No. I'm like, well, if this is the first 30 minutes, what the hell are we?
Yeah, what's going to happen? what, another hour and 17 minutes?
Another 1 hour and 17 minutes. So you kind of see where I was going with this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you weren't as crazy about the last movie as
right,
me.
Right.
So this must have really been tearing you apart.
Kinda, yeah.
I said the only thing that would make this better for me if I was sitting by Martin and seeing how tortured he is right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I was sitting next to a guy, another critic who was – he was chuckling throughout. And it just left me with that, I wish I was on board with this. I mean, maybe I'm just missing out. But I was just like, man, this is frantic and repetitive and the jokes just nearly aren't as clever this time. And they're throwing in some pop culture references here and there, but they're kind of tired. And it's been – a bunch of time on Batman, and the songs aren't as good. They're not only are they not as catchy, but they have a song that's this song is gonna be stuck in your head. It's like, no, it ain't. I don't know who told you that.
Mar went home and went to reprogramming.
You really overestimated the writing on this song.
Yeah, there's a song with Tiffany Haddish where there is a certain clever thing that happens with it, but it's not a very strong song.
No. There's no kind of everything is awesome in here unless you count the indie pixie remake of it, Everything Is Awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you got to do that too, huh?
Yeah, of course, man. Of course they do. You know, I mean, that's the thing with this movie. It's like, hey, again, just like with real Lego blocks, man, you know, you tear that shit apart and just recycle it.
Yeah. <Good point. laughs>
So I guess y'all were very, you know, you were very authentic that way.
And of course, with Legos, the fun you had when you first played with them, is that the same fun you have 4 or 5 years later?
No, because see, I get it, man. I, I, I get what they were doing. I mean, with and because I'm not, I'm, you know, I with them having the kids introduced in the very beginning, because with the first movie, they kind of hinted that, you know, this is a real like these Legos are actually being controlled by real people,
right,
you know,
right,
real
right.
real a real child,
right.
our children. But now this is out in the open right here, and so we know that that's what's going on. So that's good, because this is how kids play, especially the younger they are. It's very random. They have very short attention spans. Anything goes. Damn, dad is tired. You know, dad, you know, this is like playing Legos with your kids, and you just kind of like, you know, I got shit to do.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean,
it really is.
I hate to say this to a kid, but if you're not going to take this seriously, I'm going to go to work.
Well, I find with both movies, when they finally get to their big message with the actual live people, mm-hmm. to say, hey, look, this is all about this, and this is what we're saying. And get to the end, I go like, hey, I kind of like what you've done here, but I don't agree with your message at all.
Okay. I want to know what that – I would love to hear that. I know we can't say it right now, but I would love to hear what the messages you got from it. Because for me, man, it's just all this stuff is happening. It's almost overwhelming how what's happening. And yet it ain't going nowhere.
No.
Y'all – you got – you mean to tell me you got about five different stories going on and we still in the same spot right now?
Yeah.
I don't – you know, I don't know. And you know, it's not that it isn't working in parts for me, in all this insanity. You know, like I said, man. You know, Rex Danger Vest, which is the doppelganger, the sexier, more chiseled doppelganger,
the grown up one of
Emmett. Both of them voiced by Chris Pratt. You know, I found that funny. Because you see, the joke is like, you know, he's an archaeologist, he's a cowboy, he's a raptor trainer.
He's everything a little boy wants to be when he grows up.
And he's exactly. And he's everything that Chris Pratt has been.
Uh-huh.
You know, Chris Pratt, Guardians of the Galaxy, the Magnificent Seven.
Okay, I was trying to think. When was he a cowboy?
That's Magnificent Seven. He was, of course, raptor owner is Jurassic World. The archaeologist, everybody was rooting for him to be Indiana Jones. So, man, it really is him just kind of making fun of himself.
Right.
Excuse me.
Except he's not really making fun of himself.
Well, you know what? I think he's just like, listen, you know, I'm going to be fat again one day.
they already dogged me out in Last Avengers movie.
Yeah, they did. He's like, you know, I better not take this handsome face too seriously. Let me just let me go ahead and laugh at everything. Cause,
hey, I can't always pass up Oreos.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, y'all.
Yeah, sugar's,
I'm just a man.
Hell yeah. Yeah, sugar and carbs are good. Yeah, fuck Hanson. You know,
I mean, James Gunn is gone. How many more of these we going to do?
Yeah, you know, it's exactly, man.
Yeah. Oh no, he quit. Oh, thank God.
Now that my boy is
gone.
I'm
so hungry.
But you know, and like I said, they really push it, man, and how ridiculous some of it is. Like, I love it that he's been in a spaceship full of velociraptors who would just like work in a place like they had an office. Like, they're on computers and drinking coffee, bringing him memos.
And
the way they even animate him, like, there's one velociraptor lifting weights, and he's just got a weight in his mouth, and they just animated him where he's just rocking back and forth. It like, the lazier it is, it's funnier, uh-huh. You know?
Yeah, you're right.
So I did like that. And as much as I'm talking about Tiffany Haddish's song, you know, she plays the shape shifting alien block that on the Sistar planet, the glitter planet that they're on. She's there with every time they got, you know, a black voice in the movie, it's always sassy. But
yeah.
Tiffany Haddish is sassy too. So, and she's built her career on that.
Sure.
So I didn't mind her.
She's okay. She doesn't really bring anything to that role. It's just the voice, but it's fine.
She's having fun doing it. So I thought, yeah, it's not a huge thing, but at least she's having fun with it. But it gets to the part in the middle where, okay, some of the really, excuse me, man, boy, I had Greek food, y'all. I might eat some Legos. See me spitting up blocks. I've got the hiccups in a way. I had Lego shawarma. But in the middle, there's some of the absurdity that worked in the first movie starts to work for me, because some things just get weird. That was one of the things I liked about the Lego movie. It wasn't that some of it was clever. It was just weird. And like, really, anything goes. And once they get to that planet, which I was dreading at first, and really it does have its awkward moments as far as, I think, storytelling. There were some things that happened that really had me laughing hard, man, because they were just so unexplainably bizarre.
Welcome to the Palace of Infinite Reflection, our self-re-education celebrity center. Namaste.
Ooh, sounds spiritual.
It is so spiritual.
Sounds like a trap. This guy's a vampire.
Attractive, non-threatening teen vampire. I like to talk about feelings and how we're in love, but can't be together. Isn't that beautiful? I'll answer that. It's very beautiful.
The heart wants what it wants.
I also DJ on the side and wear women's jeans.
Wow.
Guys, we have to stay tough and gritty. Do not let them soften you up.
Yeah, I love getting barnacles scrubbed off me bilge pump.
Really, right into it.
Oh, it tickles.
Yeah, I carry my tortured past and my chiseled glutes.
Even you.
What? I mean, I'm not going to turn down a free massage.
She needs extra treatment.
No.
Yes. First, you'll get a hot gem massage. Then, an exfoliating flower beatdown. Popsicle face mask and peel. Room temperature stone contusion. Vegetable observation.
Vegetable observation? I laughed. I'm going to lie. I laughed hard at that. And that was me, man. I was like, I don't know what that means. But there's a carrot staring at her ass, judging her. You know, that was weird to me. I was ashamed to ask because I wanted to walk out the theater. I didn't want to ask you. I was like, no, I don't want to get talked about right now. But is vegetable observation an actual treatment?
The fuck would I know?
Okay.
I never heard of that.
Thank you. I just like, maybe I'm missing something because that's so weird. But I laughed at that. And when they start doing stuff like that, like this vampire out of nowhere and, you know, what all these weird treatments that they're giving them, I said, okay, you know something? If we're going to get bizarre with this, we're going to get weird and be nonsensical. I like what they're doing right here. Although, like I said, man, I think the biggest problem with this movie is that it does not capture the balance that the first film had. While there are a lot of irreverent jokes here, there's too many wild ideas happening all at once, lacking focus. And I think that's what's taking it away from the first film. But the real threat of the movie isn't introduced until a little bit after halfway of the film, too. And it's at that point that I thought, you know what? This is actually working for me now. The middle part of this film starts becoming clearer, and it starts to make the stuff at the beginning of the movie work for me. Not completely, because it's still scatterbrained, but that's where they, because in the middle of the movies, when they introduce the main threat, that's when they start to bring in that spirit of playing with blocks, being a kid playing with blocks. It took a long time to introduce that, because in the first film, you don't know that, so they really focus on the story.
Right, right.
And they got to reveal. And I actually started to enjoy it from there once they got back to that thing that captured the spirit of the first film. And you know something? It's hard to capture what the first movie did, because it's just not going to have the same surprises. When they introduced, there's a certain character that they put in there, and they're like, oh shit, they put my man in there.
Relax, everybody, I'm here.
Batman? Awesome!
Who are you here to see?
I'm here to see your butt.
Oh my gosh.
And he, you know, that was that ruthless ass Batman that we hadn't seen before. And he was a Lego.
Right, right, right.
plus, I was just child of your body. that's kind of the Batman everybody wanted in real life. Yeah. One that was that crazy.
Uh-huh.
But we've had that Batman. We've had Batman, his own Lego movie.
Yeah.
Shit, we getting tired of him in the real Batman, you know? And so,
yeah, honestly, that was one of my problems with this movie, where I was like, really, we got to spend so much time focusing on Batman again?
Yeah.
There's other Legos. There's other superhero Legos here.
Yeah, but that it really did come in and say, like, but this is the one. This is the one that's making money.
You're right. You're right. And I can imagine, okay, it's this boy's favorite Lego. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be his
favorite? So I got it. Yeah.
I guess so. But so often I have to make those mental concessions. I have to go like, well, there is this. Well, okay. You can't capture the spirit of the first one because that one's so fresh. Although, Millen Lord did it with 22 Jump Street, so you can't say that can't be done.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, what are their names?
Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill.
I just get all perplexed when I think about it. Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill, they're made of flesh and blood. It's kind of easy to do that. Legos is a hard thing to repeat, man. And you know,
it's not.
Well, no, I bet to differ, man. The reason why I say that it's hard to repeat is because of what we were saying. Because in the first one, it surprised everybody that they were able to tell such a good story. A lot of that story depended on like the reveal that, oh my God, a child is really playing with these toys, and this story has worked out. No one has been so crazy because the story has worked out in a random way. A kid plays with a toy. We go into this one knowing that twist now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't think that keeps it from being fresh. You just build from there and do more.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say in the first Lego movie, while I'm not a big fan of it, I still appreciate it and like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one that before the reveal, I was like, hey, this is a good quality movie and way better than what I expected it to be. And I'm following it and enjoying it, you know, to a certain degree. And then the reveal comes, I'm like, oh, that's okay. That makes all that mm-hmm. even better. So now I come to this one and I'm like, okay, I know what the setup is, but man, I'm not digging this. And yeah. I know what this is now and it should just work for me. And it's not. Now, I can say that like the first Lego movie, I enjoyed the third act. When it finally comes together and they get to the people and show you what it's all about, I was like, you know, okay, that now they're sticking their own message. Everything is coming together, mm-hmm. and I'm liking this better. And also I can start to feel that it's starting to wrap up. That helps a lot. But at that point, I was like, all right. I wasn't liking this so much before, but this part – I'm walking away with a good feeling about it. However, except for the fact that in the end, it kind of has – it's just repeating the same thing that it did before. Not that it's a thing where you get to live people, but it's like, hey, it's that same message again.
See, I kind of liked it because I think they did a different version of it. I thought it had a very sweet ending. Like, it really got – like
it's sweet.
I started to – like, from the middle, man – from the middle on, it was everything started to work for me. Even like I said, it didn't work completely, but in the beginning, everything started to be a little more cohesive. And I know that everybody's not gonna like the second half as much as I do. I know the ending is not gonna like kind of reach them like it did me, because I really did think it was a sweet ending at the end.
No, it is a sweet ending. And it's the best part of the movie.
And I really liked it. Especially after they've been trying to milk this Lego franchise dry, man. I mean, we've been getting all kind of Lego movies, and I have to say that a lot of them have kind of been lackluster. This is going back to what was working best for it. Besides the Batman movie, mm-hmm. which was great too. If you can bring it back to what worked in the first one, even for a little bit, I'm not gonna like it as much. But I did find myself, okay, as I've said this before, if you're going to be weak, you're going to have one part of the movie that's weak, another part that's strong, start out with the weakest part,
yeah.
End it with the stronger part, and have me walk out with something that I can emotionally attach myself to, or something good I can attach myself to. And I think that's what I did with this for myself. And again, I don't even think the second half works completely all that well, because – I got a request for a lot of people out there. Can we just take a break from time travel for a little bit? Because every time we time travel, somebody, all y'all got to act like Back to the Future is the only time travel thing out there.
No shit.
You know, there's other shit. They mention some other things here.
They mention all those other things, but they got to get Back to the Future in there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, y'all know that there's some other. Let's do some time traveling. Y'all just act like Back to the Future don't exist.
Right. Yeah, if I could time travel. Yeah. Like, well, there's baby Hitler, but I got to get rid of Back to the Future first.
I'm going
to
take out Robert Zemeckis. Robert Zemeckis just starts disappearing. What's happening? Martin takes his mom. Yeah. Robert Zemeckis comes out half black. But No, man, they have a time travel thing in here. I don't think it works completely. And plus, like I said, man, I'm kind of taking a – we need to take a break from referencing Back to the Future every time you talk about time travel. We don't need that.
Well, it also has this tendency that's happening a lot lately, but really in this movie, that when you get to the explanation of the time traveling character, there's a lot of explaining it and over-explaining it. Over and over and over. I was like,
yeah,
fucking got it, man.
Yeah.
And I know I'm an adult. Everybody's not going to get it, but you've explained this like 4 or 5 times now.
And have you noticed that even when they explain it, the movie gives up? They're like, well, this is complicated. You don't need to know.
Right.
Like, well, then shut the fuck up. Then why'd you bring it up? They do that. Y'all think that that's clever. That's not clever anymore.
It's not.
Well, we're just going to like not talk about it, even though we talked about it for the last 5 minutes. No. But then don't shut up. Don't say shit. Will Arnett is still funny as Batman. I mean, we've seen him so much, but the
jokes are getting old.
But the jokes are getting old. It's like I think Will Arnett makes a great Batman, but the writing for that character is starting to get repetitive.
Yeah.
You could tell from both of us, regardless of what our ratings are, and they might be different. I have a feeling they will be, but I think both of us agree that no way that this is as good as the first one. And I agree with you, Martin. You know, I always say it's all in the writing. I don't know why this is so scattershot, the beginning of this movie. I don't know why it's so hard for them to just concentrate on, you know, a couple of things and make it a little more cohesive. I think because that's what I think the problem is with the movie. I think it's a weak beginning. It's a weak beginning because they are. You know, the ideas are just not as tight as they were in the first one. It's floundering in the beginning. But in time becomes a proper successor, at least in the second half, or at least near the end to the first. Just too bad it couldn't capture that through the whole movie for me. So I'm giving it a low matinee. I did enjoy that thing. I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't even dance or kick, you know, tapping my feet during the credits.
Oh, okay. It's funny because before the movie started, I was talking to one of the other guys about the original Lego movie,
mm-hmm.
and how I didn't like that one so much, but I loved the Lego Batman. It was one of my favorite movies of that year, mm-hmm. and he had the opposite view. And I was like, yeah, I guess it's different people.
Yeah.
He said, well, maybe you're not a Lego person, because the Lego movie had a lot more Lego jokes, where the Batman movie was more Batman jokes. I was like, you know what? That's actually very smart. Yeah. You know what? You're probably right about that. That me, Legos were always around. I had some, but I never attached myself to them that much. So while I like I said, I didn't love the first Lego movie, but I certainly appreciate it, and I see why people like it so much. But here, yeah, this falls short in so many different ways, where, like you said, they're writing, which is the thing I most attach myself to in films. And it's just not there. The songs, there's nothing, you know, nothing that stuck with me outside of when I walked out, mm-hmm. Outside mm-hmm. of the original.
Yeah.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But with the first movie, I liked the first act and didn't like the second act, but came around to really liking the third act. That's almost the case here, except the first act I didn't even like that much.
Yeah.
It's only in the third act where I go like, all right, now this has come together in a way that keeps me from going, this was a painful experience. But it's not even up there with the first one. So, yeah, for you it's a low matinee. For me it's a high rental.
High rental, okay. Well, just touching, Martin.
Almost.
We just had one more Lego piece to bridge the gap right there.
Maybe three.
Martin just comes and just knocks my shit over.
Honestly, I was so like, God, when is this going to be over? And then I got a phone call that I had to step out and take. And I came back and just stood on the side and watched the rest. And just that little bit of a refresher was enough for me to go like, all right.
I know. Now, here's what Martin says. Man, why are you watching me? You need to watch the movie. But I saw you get up. And I got to tell you, man, you look like you were ready to leave. You look like, man, thank God for this phone call. You look so relieved, man. You moved with a mission, man.
Get out of my way.
Yeah. That back was all hunched. You were just scrambling to get out of there. I said, he better bring his ass back in. Did you hear the dude laughing on my end?
Oh, yes, I did. Okay.
Well, I know somebody who would have given this a better than six. There was some dude with a beard who was sitting on the corner.
You know what? I didn't see him, but I knew he had a beard.
Martin, you were right.
Maybe somebody's laugh filtering through the beard. I don't know, but I was like, I know this person has a beard.
There was, and no bullshit, Martin heard him because Martin was sitting at the opposite end of the theater from me. There's this grown ass man who was loving this movie, and he had one of them one of those loud laughs that burst. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Like sometimes,
because always catch me off guard.
Yeah, because it was that man. This shit ain't that funny. Laugh. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because one of them spontaneous laughs. Like he'll be sitting up there calm. You know, I saw the dude. I didn't even think he was liking the movie. And he just sitting up there just watching.
Yeah, he had one of those laughs that when I would first hear it, I thought he was laughing with sarcastically. Like, ha ha! Well, I was like, but then, oh, ha ha ha! I was like, oh, he's sincere. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I was sitting in a weird area. There was this mom that was sitting with her kids, and I laughed. I didn't even stop laughing for a little bit because I thought she wasn't having a good time. She just sat up there with her hand to her chin, holding, like she was just studying the movie and didn't laugh at all. And then at the end, she was like, oh, no. Okay, professor. I was in a weird area. I was sitting by Roman's mom.
Okay, I thought I saw Roman there.
Roman, yeah, we have a friend named Roman. His mother was there, and his mother even moved the whole time. I was gonna poke her and say, "Are you even real?"
Mijo, what is this?
Yeah, man. It was, I don't know what part of the universe I was in. Oh, you want to continue the Lego theme and watch Dynasties?
Yes.
Lego short?
Now we get a real Lego movie.
There you go. And this was only 5 minutes long.
Even better.
Watch it be crazier than the shit we saw. All right.
It comes from a real place.
There you go. It comes from the heart. And this is from Dynasty. As you know, Dynasty is part of our community, and Dynasty loved Legos. He's actually made quite a few Lego shorts about us and for us. And it was only natural that he did this. Now, he wanted to do one where I think he wanted to animate the review, but I was like, I don't think that's possible, man. So by the time we see that movie, it's going to be like a day before we have to do the review.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to stay up all night and do that, that's fine. But he said, no, I'll go ahead and just make an original short. So let's go ahead and get into Dynasty Presents LegoDoubleToasted.com. And I think this is called The Picnic.
Okay.
The Picnic is what I believe. Let me look. I don't want to do this right because he was scared I wasn't going to show it. That is it. Lego Short 13. Has it been 13 of these? And he called this
Baker's Dozen.
He calls this The Picnic.
Hello, Double Toasted crew. My name is Emmett. Thank you for coming to this picnic I invited you to.
Cut the crap, Emmett. I only know you're doing this to butter us up into giving Lego Movie 2 a favorable review. I'm on Rotten Tomatoes now.
Not at all. I just thought it'd be nice for you guys to hang out with my friends. Special. Come on in, Corey, Mia, Oz, Sammy, Chris, Billy, DJ Miles, Christian, Will.
That's right. I'm still around.
Hey, where's Martin?
He's running late, but he'll be on his way.
Hey, Corey, can we come too?
Oh, hell no. This is for crew only. There isn't even enough food.
We're already out of chicken nuggets.
There's plenty of other food. They can join too.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Come on, Corey. Let us in.
Ugh, fine. Just behave yourselves. Wait, nope. Felix, you ain't coming in here until you put on a shirt.
Corey, I'm doing laundry. I'm all out of clean shirts.
I have a silly costume chest. Dig through it and find something you like.
Or that's me, special booty you be digging in, lad.
Hey, I missed my last insurance payment. Just take this and call it a day.
Excuse me?
Aren't you the Geico caveman?
I take offense.
Of course he is. Dude, he's loaded. I don't care if he thinks you're Robin Williams fresh out of Jumanji. Take the fucking money.
What in the hell is that?
I think it's a double-decker couch.
That is the dumbest shit I've ever seen. I'm just gonna sit on this perfectly normal, non-suspicious couch over here.
Hey, boo!
Wait, who said that?
I think you're so sexy.
What in the hell?
I'm queen whatever I want to be. How you doing?
Well, you know, just being handsome.
I can change my form to anything and anyone. And I know you like white girls, but I'm going to be your Supergirl. So let's get nasty.
Pass. I know Tiffany Haddish's ratchet-ass voice when I hear it. You ain't no real white woman.
Well, fuck you then. You RuPaul-looking, false teeth-having, dirty bastard. How about you then, Daddy? You want to ride this pony?
I'm married.
Back off, bitch. I'm going to shove these umbrellas so far up your ass.
Oh, snap. The Turkish Punisher is ready to strike. You got to calm down some before you hurt somebody.
Phew. Light a match before you go in there.
Don't hurt me. This is bullshit.
Oh, my God. How could you just run over her like that?
It was easy.
Damn.
Why are you all so mean? How do you even get along with each other?
That's it! Why should we care what they rate our movie? Fuck these guys!
Oh, so you guys want to flex? Well, if you want to get crazy, we can get crazy.
Wait! We don't have to fight. I just want everyone to get along. What do you say, guys? Friends?
Aw, that's sweet. We good, man. Hey, as a gift from me to you, how about you enjoy my special homemade almond flour pizza?
That looks gross.
Just eat it.
It smells disgusting. It tastes all doughy and weird.
He just trash-talked your pizza.
That's mine!
You know what? I don't even have to see your movie. This is the rating I'm giving Lego Movie 2. Decision's final. That's what your yellow ass gets. Let's go, everybody.
Hey, Corey, look what I found in the costume chest.
Shit.
Is this racist?
You know what?
Wait.
Oh, shit. Oh, oh Stinger.
Yeah, I fucked that one up.
Oh, you got me. You know what?
Wow.
Now
hey,
that,
man.
Yeah.
Bravo.
No, that was good. That was good. If you're, chances are, if you're watching this, you're watching the stream, then you already know all the end jokes and everything because this is sort of Dynasty's gift to the community.
Uh-huh.
Even to the point where what I love about it, what I love about this Dynasty is that, first of all, you kept it 5 minutes, which is great. Length was wonderful, but I love that you went and got the community to actually do voices.
I know.
You know, I like that you made this a community effort right here, man. That means a lot, man, to see you guys work together on something like this. So that was very heartfelt, and I appreciate it.
It really is.
Thank you. You really pay attention to all the stuff we do. That, you know, a lot of times it's good to have something just made for the fans and the mm-hmm. community out there, and you did it, man. Thanks for giving back.
You really did. That's my favorite by far. Those inside jokes were hilarious.
Yeah, they were, man. They were. And some of them, they paid off, man, because I'm not going to say it was predictable. I'm going to say that I was anticipating something. I said, I looked at this, and I was almost like I was back at my party. I said, when is Felix going to pick up that watermelon?
Oh, you saw? I missed the watermelon earlier.
Yeah, I said, well, I just knew he was going to do it at some point. I said, when is he going to pick up a watermelon and say something inappropriate?
And he got him to repeat the line, too.
Yeah, he sure did. Well, Felix was ready anyway, man.
He was just saying it.
Yeah.
Somebody happened to record it that day.
Nah, that's great, man. Let me see what the chat has to say,
wow.
Man.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, the chat, they are laughing their asses off. Better than sex. Dude, I can't even, man.
Yeah.
Great job, Dynasty. You have talents, man. That's Tony Scott that says that. Damn, I didn't even make the cut. Sebastian. Got to come around more often, man. Alyssa, she's laughing so hard right now, bruh, says Clockwork. And I think that's a good bra. And Ruthless Wonder, he's laughing so hard right now, man. Yeah, everybody's loving this, man. Everybody's loving this. So thank
Sammy
you.
Eating chicken nuggets. Man, that whole Oz locking me in the bathroom.
I know. When the moment he grabbed it, I said, I know where she going. Did you understand a lot of the jokes in there? You did? Yeah, man. Marcus comes in. Better than sex. Only thing missing was the tuna on the floor. The tuna on the floor inside joke. You know, man, we love this. We really do like it's almost considered like fan fiction. You know, it means a lot that you guys know so much about the stories and the things we talk about that you incorporate them into something like that. That means a lot. That makes us feel special, man.
Man, he got the exact Legos that are in the movie.
He sure did.
To act the way they do in the movie.
Yeah, we can't. Let's not forget that he did that. Like he actually went in there, and now he doesn't have the same team as. He doesn't have the same team of animators as you know, a movie studio does.
But look at how much he can do without that. He's got the Jason Blum budget.
I know. I mean, he actually did animate the characters just like they were in the movie. You know? I love it. I love it, man. That's amazing. I'll make sure to put that up on the site somewhere, man. I might actually make it. If it's okay, maybe I'll make this exclusive content for the people out there if I can. This will be something that only the fans can watch. So. On the subscribers. So thank you, Dynasty. Great work, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Ooh. Big thank you. Yeah. It's touching.
It really was, man. He definitely got you right. Up in that club.
He did a good job of putting a strip club together with Legos.
He did, man.
That was impressive.
I think... I don't know how he did it, but I think that there are Lego strip club sets. Like adult sets. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man. Oh, you know what he probably did? He probably took
a mermaid.
A mermaid top and got like Felix's legs. That's great, though, man. I love it. The attention to detail here in every way, from the artistry to the attention to detail and the things that you talked about. Amazing. Thank you so much. Chat's still talking about it. Chat loved it. Chat loved it so much. who is this? Toasty Scott. Dynasty has the everyday man budget and made a damn good short. Yes, he did.
Yeah, and he used actual Legos, unlike the movie.
So it was more authentic than the film. Man, I'm going to have to leave you for just a second. I knew this was going to happen.
Uh-oh. Is that him?
Uh-oh. That's who we're supposed to do the quiz with. Bring my man up.
So should we just jump into the quiz?
No.
Good evening.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good evening.
Great. How about you?
Chris, I'm going to bring you on. I don't want people to see you yet. We're still in the middle of the show. We're about done. Can you give us about 20 minutes?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll be right back, man.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Talk to you later, man. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. What I did was I've been drinking these big jugs of water, and I knew I shouldn't have done it right before the show, but I did. I had to pee so bad right now.
You want to just wrap up the show, and then you can go pee?
Fuck.
Because we got Chris holding on.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. All right. God damn it. Martin just want to get on with it. But you like the way he's putting it off on Chris. Man, we got this boy waiting, man. You can't do that to him.
Just saying.
Well, let me go ahead and just plug a little something that we've done and also give a little credit and also promote this film that's out there that's on Netflix. So you can watch this whenever you want. It premiered this weekend. And that movie is called The Gentleman Driver. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because on the site, we have exclusive content that we're starting to do. We're starting to have these roundtable discussions, and some of the interviews that we do will be things that are available only to the subscribers. And I think almost a week ago today. It was last Thursday. We had some of the people who came in from this film that I'm about to show you. Gentleman Driver is about entrepreneurs who – outside of their passion for their business, they love their big racing fans. Now, I mean, I'm not talking about every entrepreneur, but these certain entrepreneurs are. They love racing, and while a lot of people, professional racers, they go out there and they race for money, these guys are like, well, shit, I'm rich.
Yeah.
You know, I can pay for it myself. They pay to go out there, and they train, and they are so dedicated to it that some of them they're up there with the actual racers. Let's go ahead and take a look at this trailer. It's a documentary, and it's on Netflix. and we'll be back. And I'll tell you a little bit more about the interview that I did. But let's go ahead and take a look at this right now.
You could buy a baseball team. You could buy an NFL franchise. But can you go out and quarterback it on a Sunday? Of course you can't. It would be ridiculous. Well, in this form of motor racing, you can do exactly that.
Paul Dallalana, not one of the pro drivers, leading at Le Mans. This is what people dream about.
You are looking at the most technologically advanced racing cars in the world. Ooh. And yet...
I didn't mean to press that button either. I'm sorry. Well, at the end of the movie. That's it.
Still have non-professional drivers competing. And that's why this is such a great sport.
I find myself wearing two hats every day.
Racing and running businesses has a lot of parallels. I've always wanted to be the best at whatever I tried to do.
Where the people speak about me, they seem to think I push to the point of just insanity.
It's a team, and if one wins, we all win.
What a story is unfolding here.
A lot of the gentlemen drivers have seen success, but when they come to this sport, failure is more likely.
There's been days where I'm going down a straightaway and I'm thinking about work. Here comes a corner and I'm going 150 miles an hour.
Oh,
not no more.
For the final corner, disaster.
I'm going to start a racing team. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. I got my ass kicked, flat out.
I decided to start from scratch, support from nobody, but I knew inside of me that I could do it.
I had this idea, well, if I can have a car going around a track with Patron all over it, I'm going to get it on television.
Without the gentleman drivers and the injection of finance that they bring, some of the teams simply wouldn't be able to go racing.
I really do need racing to keep me motivated.
It's a pretty demanding audience of one, frankly. You know, you have to look in the mirror and say, you know, did I get it done or not?
The quest for perfection is something that motor racing is pretty much all about.
It's not as easy as it looks. If we're not pushing all the time, someone else is, and we're going to get behind.
I'm uber competitive. In racing, it's the same thing. I really don't want to do it if I can't win. I hate the term gentleman driver, so...
Yeah, it's interesting. They had the one of the guys is the president of Patron, mm-hmm. who was one of the racers.
Did he leave any
there.
Samples around?
Oh man, he did not come into the studio. The people that I had come in are, and you can. I'm gonna play a little bit of the clip while I'm talking over it.
There are a handful.
That's
of
me right
that,
there talking to.
Oh, those two guys.
Yeah, Michael Gauch, yeah. Ricardo Gonzalez, and the producer Tony Calderon came in. And they were really cool, man. I mean, you know, for rich dudes, they were real down to earth. And we had a good time. I mean,
oh, this shit is where we're doing this?
That's
okay.
The first thing I said. I said, they looked so disappointed when they walked in. I was like, yeah, y'all thought y'all going to a real studio. Expect to come in here and see Wakanda cereal over there in the corner. Action figures everywhere. All this nerdy shit around here. But they were cool, man. And a lot of people have asked that we go back and we start doing interviews again. So if you can go and check this out on the site, like I said, it's subscribers only. But I hope to get back into doing more interviews. I had a lot of fun with this one. And like I said, these guys were very nice, man. And I enjoyed having them in here. So check it out if you can. Let us know what you think. And you know I have a pretty unique interview style. I don't ask the routine questions that everybody asks.
You don't ask monkey-ass questions.
I don't ask no monkey-ass questions. I didn't ask no monkey-ass questions, but at the same time, I'm not rude or trying to...
You didn't ask them if they watch Netflix?
No. Oh, my God. We watched, man, last night we watched the most awkward interview, and we thought at first Bruce Willis, because Billy was telling us, he's like, man, you see that interview where Bruce Willis was just being an asshole, man? And of course, Bruce Willis got that face. Yeah. So we're like, man, fuck Bruce Willis. Yeah, let's watch this interview and tell him to go fuck himself some more. And we looked at it, and the interview was so bad.
Yeah, that interviewer was so bad.
Yeah, and it was like, nah, brother, Bruce Willis got this. Bruce Willis was nice.
He was nice. Yeah,
yeah, compared to what I probably would have done. I would have stopped everything. Like, man, what the fuck are you doing? Are you going to ask anything about this movie? The movie's for Red 2. dude has nothing about that movie. He has everything but about the movie, which is great and you know, in the right situation, sure, if you know how to handle it. But he did not. You like Netflix?
What do you like to watch on Netflix? How'd you feel about making Die Hard 25 years ago?
Bruce Willis, you could tell he was like, I'm going to kill this guy. He said, man, that's old. Let's talk about, he asked him, he said, I noticed you didn't ask one thing about this movie at all.
Right.
Are you going to ask one question? Just one? But I didn't pull that. You know, I don't try to be too funny. I don't try hard to be funny you know, go in and try to do uncomfortable things to just get views attention. Yeah, you know, I was just, I'm pretty good at doing interviews with people, and they were actually really cool when I talked to them. And they're interesting people. They're entrepreneurs. One guy, he started making liquids for vapes.
Yeah.
And start his company with that. Another guy, he has a college that he's running,
right?
Building out in Mexico. Wish I had the Patron guy here, man. I would ask him, I was like, man, go to your trunk before you even start.
Pass it around.
Bring me some of your best elixir right now.
Yeah. Give me some coupons.
Yo, what was funny though, because they partied hard the night before. And that dude, Ricardo.
See, man, we should have gone to that party.
I know, man. I wanted to, but come on, man. You know it would have been. You know how late we would have been here the night after.
I know, but.
But I know, Martin, like, man, I want some free shit. And you know what? And I had to agree with you because when I was looking at them, because I stopped and I said, Ricardo, man, you can loosen up, all right? Ain't nobody going to shoot you in here. And they just put his business out of it. They said, no, man, he's fucked up right now. They said he partied the hardest last night. They said he's hungover. he was all glassy eyed. He was on the verge. I think he almost
did throw up anywhere.
Man, if I haven't found it yet, if he did, like he almost. I thought they were tears. It was alcohol leaking out his eyes, man. Nah, man,
just pure gin running out of his eyes.
You know, I look at that picture, man. What you said makes it even funny.
Like there's vapors coming off of it. The air is kind of shimmering. Yeah.
Like now picture this right here. This frame. Imagine in real life, my man Michael, he would have been animated and moving, and Ricardo would have been sitting over here looking just like this. It was almost like I have a drunk cardboard standout.
Right. So, just don't move. You can get through this. Oh, God. How long has he been talking?
Yeah, man. It was fun, though. So go check it out. They were good guys. We probably talked for about 30 minutes, which is why I like having people come to the studio.
Sure.
I want to thank Fonz.
Fonz PR.
Fonz PR, man. Fonz PR for bringing them in. Sierra.
Like Sierra and Michelle.
Michelle. Yeah, they're very cool, man. Those girls brought them in. They've been doing us a big favor by bringing people to the studio, which is why I would stop doing what I would do in a day and come, you know, if they're going to bring them here, I would stop it and I'll position these interviews some kind of way. So, again, go check it out, y'all. Appreciate it if you would. And let's see here. But this is court right now. See y'all on the DT cruise. Yeah, I gotta start mentioning that more, man. Toronto show question from Ryan Walterson. I have to answer this questionnaire they sent to me. A couple more questions I should have what they need. Hey, Corey, regarding the Toronto show, has the venue responded to you, or are you planning on changing the venue and possibly even the date? Well, the date has been changed to May 25th. They got the date down. I have not secured the venue yet because I have to just answer a couple more things for them so they can quote me the right price, and I will get that for you. I also put this out on Facebook today. I've been asking people to go over to YouTube and check out our Glass review and put that out there for your friends to watch. Share it with somebody that you think might like it because we have about 1,000 more views to go on that to reach 50,000. And if we do that, our sponsor will be very happy with us. So do us a favor and help us out there. Oh, let's see here. Not too many questions here, so this should be easy. Alan Carter, Martin, you might want to answer this.
Okay.
It's about Black Lightning. What's up, Core and the DT crew? I just want to know what you guys think about Black Lightning so far. I haven't heard you and Martin talk about it for a while. I am personally enjoying it. Just want to know your thoughts on the story and character development. I'm going to start getting back into it, man. I love what I saw.
I am too. I love the first season. As a matter of fact, it made me look at all these other CW shows and go, what the hell am I doing? I stopped watching all the rest
really?
Of them except that one, because I was like, this one is finally doing what I want. And there's so much about their life that I was like, yeah, I can identify with a lot of this. It's just that the second season started right when we start getting screeners, or just a little bit before that. So I stopped watching to get through all those screeners. I stopped watching TV altogether. And I'm just now starting to get back into it.
Oh, nice. I got a question, man. Have they officially made this part of the rest of the Arrowverse
or
the CW universe?
No, they've been keeping it separate.
Have they said they made any plans?
They said they're going to keep it separate, but those kind of things get said. And then there's some – with those CW shows, they're all – most of them are in separate universe. Well, Supergirl's in her own thing and Flash and Arrow together. But then they'll have some kind of crossover – cross-dimensional thing that brings them all together.
Oh, it's like, okay, so they could bring him in there.
Yeah, they could, but please don't.
Okay. Yeah, I saw first season, man. I really liked it a lot. I feel bad not following up on it. It's really the ones. I ended on a good part, too.
Yeah, I only got to see the first, maybe a second. I think only the first episode of the second season, and I was just like, okay, it's on track.
Okay.
But I just haven't had a chance to watch more.
Yeah, well, I'll get around to it, man. I love what I've been seeing. That girl is hot too.
She
man.
Is
the girl with that short
the
hair
mom,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I was like, damn. Last thing right here. It's the last one right here. Maybe not. Oh, what? Tarlin. Well, he's Tarlin on Twitch. I keep getting him all mixed up now. He's Gizmo
all these multiple
here.
Aliases.
Tarlin. Yeah, yeah. Don.
AKA.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Don. Any chance we might get a Double Toasted St. Patrick's Day t-shirt? Think it would be cool for the holiday. That's from Don. Oh, hey, man, if we make the call right now, we probably could get that out there.
And it'll be 17% off.
Is that like a – is that on
– Depends St. Patrick's Day. It's March 17th.
It's March 17th.
Yeah, because okay. It was 14% off for Valentine's Day. I was so like, the fuck kind of jank number is 14%? And I was like, oh, because it's on February 14th.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Now he gets it. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, people, we'll be reminding you about all these things here. All right. That's it. I'm going out of here now. I can go pee.
You can go pee.
Yeah, so.
You going to make it to the bathroom, right?
I don't know. You might see a little trail get up from here.
That's the gamble.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see. Anything can happen when I stand up.
Oh, no.
The cruise, go to the DoubleToasted.com, the page, the front page, and you'll see all the details that you need. I'm not going to go through this whole thing. Again, help us out with the last review on YouTube. I will answer Toronto and get something for you. We got about 4 months, so we're still good on preparing that. So we'll be all right. I'll get you the information you need pretty soon. And, the Valentine's Day sale. I did not put that up, but 14% off up until Valentine's Day. And what that is, if you buy one shirt, perfect time to buy the Kung Fu TJ shirt. Buy one shirt, you get 14% off the next one. So take advantage of that. Get some for your honey out there. And we will see you soon. Thank you, Sharonda, for the cookies and everything.
Thanks, Sharonda.
Oh, Martin, thank you for being the cat daddy.
Sure.
And
thank you, Dynasty.
Yeah, Dynasty, thank you very much, man. That was wonderful. That was amazing. And thank all of you out there for everything you do and keeping us going. We really appreciate it. So we can't wait to see you again. And let me see here. Yeah, I think the next time you see me will be on Twitch. You'll see Martin on Sunday, on the Sunday service. And you'll see Sammy tomorrow. You'll see.
And you're twitching Saturday night?
Yes, sir.
What time you start?
Starting at 6:30.
Oh, really?
6:30, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Why? Think about stopping by?
No, you never know. I might be in the area.
If you want to, man, come by. Come watch us play. It's a lot of fun. People love to have you there. It's we had Tony and Corey and Patrick over. It was
the whole crew.
Yeah, we had a great time. And even last week when it was just Chris and I, man, we had a good turnout and we had a great time. And what we're doing is we're starting to do a video game show, like a like a discussion, and then we break down and go into the video game play over at the house.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, if you want to come by, and we'd love to have you. So yeah, check that out on Saturday night. And oh, and Saturday also, What's in the Bags with DJ Miles, DJ Miles and Christian. Like those guys. And we might, we just might, that's what I was thinking of, speaking of exclusive content, we might have a roundtable discussion on Friday.
Oh.
So, yeah, we, you know.
Wait, is that before or after you take Chicago Jonathan out? Or
before.
Before.
Way before. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we'll let you know all about that. Go to Twitch to see the schedule. Come to the site to see the schedule. And you'll be kept up on all things toasty. All right, everybody, that is it. Thank you so much. And we will see you next time. Until then, pop open that keyboard and type in for us, kcoolmans at gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz at gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Want to be a part of the show? We're too late. We're done. But we got more shows coming up. So in that email, put your phone number and Skype contact in there. Press in. Bam! Up in your home. Hollering at you. Criticizing you. Only host in the world to do the house calls. Only critics in the world to do the house calls. On Twitter, type in Double Toasted. On Instagram, type in Double Toasted. On Facebook, type in Yes, Double Toasted. Want some private time with me? Type in Corey.Coleman.5. I'm too busy out there criticizing people, Mr. Thomas.
You find me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro. Or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook. And if you're on Facebook, please join the group, The Children of the Toast. Let Corey pee.
Oh, no, no. Oh, yes. Please let me pee. But before I do, come on down here to the world famous Double Toasted Studios. Watch me pee on this stank ass couch over here. You might want to get out the way, Sharonda. She's like,
or maybe she won't.
Yeah, R. Kelly on your belly. kcoolmans@gmail.com is where you're going to want to email us if you find yourself in Austin, Texas, visiting, or you got drunk, can't go nowhere, can't move, so you're just going to live here now. If that's the case, come see the show. Hang out with us. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Send us some details. Send you back some details. That would be going to coordinate with you. All right, everybody, that is it. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are listening to or watching this, goodbye and stay toasty.